And now, our quick gallop through the letters column from the evening news this past week, including poppies, pollution, and the ever-present NDR. This November, in a few days' time, it will be 100 years since the end of the Great War. The poppy has always been a symbol of the British Legion, and Mary Cousins of Helsden expresses her view regarding this in her letter. She writes, "While the poppy display in St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich is very impressive, I'm really sad there are no white poppies included. It is well known that the men who died and the men who came home from the war to end all wars thought this must never happen again. They were so traumatised by what they had experienced and what they saw, they mostly refused to talk about it. Why is their dying wish not honoured and recognised publicly by displaying white poppies alongside the red poppies? This is what the white poppies are all about, to the best of my knowledge. If you can't find one, make one and wear it beside your red poppy."
The road that almost circles the north of the city has had a lot of column inches attributed to it these past months. Reader Brian Beckett of Norwich adds a few more. He writes, "RE, the naming of Norfolk's newest road, a few questions. One, who decided to call it Broadland Northway? Two, why? Three, when are they going to admit they got it wrong? The road between Acle and Great Yarmouth is still called Acle New Road, so I don't see the NDR being called anything different anytime soon. All the EEN reports now have to use both names to avoid confusion. Isn't it time the official name reverted to the Northern Distributor Road?"
And here are a few more, concerned with the extra costs involved in putting a few things right. All received by email. Volcano Pete. Council coughing up £120,000 to repair controversial Norwich NDR roundabouts. If there's any spare cash at County Hall, it needs to be put towards saving our children's centres in Norfolk, rather than the bottomless pit of spending on roads. Martin Kentish. I can see a fourth bridge situation in the making. By the time they fix the fourth roundabout, they will have to go back and fix the first again because someone has crashed into it, and so on. Still, if we look on the bright side, it will give the Nimmo twins lots of material to entertain us with on their next tour. Michael Harper. It's not rocket science. Two lanes going into three is never going to work. They tried this on the A11 at the roundabout, which goes to the hospital. Lane 3 now lined out. Roundabout too big.
News this week that drivers in Norwich could face fines if they refused to turn off idling engines. Here are a few comments received by email this week. Norfolk Cyclist. The citizens of Norwich are at much great risk to their health by the policy of Mr. Stonard and City Council allowing cyclists to cycle anywhere on pavements in the city centre. Only a matter of time before someone exiting Boots on London Street or M&S on Rampant Horse Street onto a supposed pedestrian area is seriously injured by a cyclist. Resident Smith. Oh, so we can find enforcement officers for idling engines, but not enough for actual crime that's going on constantly in the city centre. Thanks, councillors of Fail. Get the traffic moving faster and smoother is the solution. Folks will move to hybrids and electric all in good time. Diesel cars will be dumped. The main issue is all those old taxis and buses you've pushed into the city centre. Make the changes now. Be brave enough to admit it has failed and start making the traffic flow better. Worth a try, as your current plan is not working and just looks stupid. The Eternal Grump. I'm clearly missing something. St. Stephen's and Castle Meadow have recorded another increase. These roads no longer carry general traffic and have not done so for some time. So will our favourite traffic meddler, one Councillor Stonard, be handing out £20 fines to bus and taxi drivers? Because he won't be generating an income from ordinary vehicles on these roads, that's for sure. Seems rather odd that we are being encouraged to use a form of transport that appears to be choking the airspace more than the vehicles they were intended to replace.